Hey there, hope you had a good weekend. Welcome to another week of the Bernie Miklas Show on this Monday, the third day of February. Boy, I think it's about a week from today. The Cardinals and other teams be heading towards spring training or close to it. We're getting close. We'll have some baseball stuff to talk about. Going to have to do a lot of stuff once they start playing regular season baseball. Just want to tell you that. Going to do some different things. I'm sure you'll like them. Anyway, I do want to talk about the Cardinals as we're gearing up for spring training, because one of the things I'm going to be watching, as you are, is, you know, how the starting pitching situation unfolds. And so we'll get into that now here on the Bernie Miklas Show. Thank you for subscribing. We continue to grow subscribers, even though it's one of those slow parts of the offseason, right? Nothing has much has been happening, but you still continue to follow, and I still keep adding new subscribers, and you know, watch hours go up and views go up and everything's going up, but they're going to go up even more once we start playing some dang games, right? Anyway, but I appreciate everything you've done for me, and I work hard to try to do these things as well as I can, and I know I got a lot of work to do to make them better. So, but thank you for your support. So anyway, back to the starting pitching. At the time I'm doing this video, the Cardinals have a starting rotation. It's pretty much set. That could change, obviously, and undoubtedly it will change, at least to a certain extent. But as of now, and that's what we're talking about, as of now, the 3rd of February, the starters will be Sonny Gray, Eric Fetty, Andre Pallante, Miles Michaelis, and Steven Matz. Now, if that stays in place, then rookie Michael McGreevy would have less of a chance to open the regular season in the starting rotation. That's just one guy of a few young pitchers that I'm talking to. I'm going to talk about him because he's sort of first in line. Now, McGreevy, to say the least, would have a much better chance of being in that rotation if the Cardinals, A, trade Steven Matz, or B, put Matz in the bullpen. So we'll just have to see what develops there. But there is another way to create opportunities for younger or less experienced starters in 2025. The Cardinals could transition to a six-man rotation. And that always sounds scary to some people, and I'm not sure why, because baseball has been trending in this direction. More on that. It's been clearly trending in this direction more and more as the years go by. And I would maintain that the Cardinals being in the situation where they have some, you know, young pitchers ready to go and more on the way soon after that, this would be a really good time to convert to a six-man rotation. It would open additional spots for McGreevy and Quinn Matthews, the number one, the minor league pitcher of the year, according to Baseball America last year, and a really good outstanding prospect. Tink Hentz, who's going to be here sooner or later in 2025. They also have a guy I don't talk about much, but I think they really like him. Not that that means he'll get a rotation spot, but he's 24 years old. He's a waiver claim. His name is Roderly Munoz. You also have other prospects like Tekoa Roby, Sam Robersay, Cooper Jerpy, Drew Rahm, Ian Bedell, Gordon Graceffo. There's others. I mean, my whole point was not to have a roll call of everybody. Just naming some hypothetical. It's like a hypothetical list, not an operational list. And I'm not saying all these guys would be viable major league starters in 2025. I'm not saying the Cardinals should give chances to every one of those guys, because that's not going to happen. It's not realistic. And I'm not declaring specific arrival dates for any of those guys. Well, Quinn Matthews will be here on this date. Tink Hentz will be here on this. I'm not doing all that. I don't know. This is all hypothetical conversation. This is more really of a theory than me suggesting a specific plan in terms of names and how this would work. I'm talking about every single name, how it would affect every single name. Don't want to do that. We don't have to do that. This is more of an overview idea that more and more major league teams are adopting. And the Cardinals have a larger pool of potential starting pitchers, and going to a six-man rotation would make it easier to look at the guys who warrant and deserve those opportunities at the big league level. It's as simple as that. If the Cardinals willfully want to give 30 starts to Miles Michaelis again and see him pitch to an ERA over 5 runs a game, well, that's their prerogative. If they want to keep Eric Fetty instead of maybe trading him off and getting something good for him, young prospects type thing, before he leaves as a free agent after 2025, well, or if he breaks down before that, well, it's their prerogative to take that risk. If they're determined to keep Matz in the rotation, no matter what, how he does, just keep him in the rotation because, hey, we paid for him. Well, I guess there's no law. I'll have to double check, but I don't believe there's any law prohibiting a baseball operation from doing stupid things. But if the Cardinals want to incorporate their young starters and hold on to most of the guys they have, or hold to all of those guys they have, there's still a way to get more starters involved, even with injuries being the cause. Go with six starters. And the point of this is just being pragmatic, right? In this 162-game schedule, teams shuffle through a lot of starting pitchers. In the previous four seasons, the Cardinals have used an average of 12 starters per season. Since 2011, from 2011 through 2020, they averaged around 9 starting pitchers per season. So you're always going to need extra starters. And some of you always feel compelled to tell me that in the comments. And it's no disrespect, but it's like, yeah, I know that already. We all know that. I've covered the Cardinals a long time. You never go through a season with 5 starting pitchers. The teams that do it, it's incredibly rare. Even 6 starting pitchers. So yeah, I know they're going to have some work for a lot of these young pitchers, but it depends on injuries. And some of it depends on supply. If a team has a better supply of starting pitching depth, you know, I think it's safe to say that team would be more confident about turning to more starters and giving them an opportunity that goes beyond just being a temporary injury fill-in. If good young pitchers are ready and waiting in the wings and a team has a thinning rotation, either thinning by numbers or thinning by quality, it would be kind of dumb, kind of stupid to ignore its own depth and all the available options that are at least somewhat exciting. It's a reset season. Remember, the Cardinals said that, not me. It's a reset season. This is what reset seasons are supposed to be done. This is how they're supposed to do it, by giving opportunities, as they say, in this case, to young pitchers. In my view, the Cardinals are in position to utilize and expand the number of starting pitchers in 2025, and this is where I give you the obligatory reminder that President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak, like, again, declared 2025 to be a reset. So even if it doesn't look like much of a reset right now, it could change and it could become a reset. Part of the reset would be restructuring the way they cast their starting pitching and adding a 6th starter. And the 6th starter could be rotated, giving young pitchers, you know, a month at a time or whatever. Again, there's many hypotheticals. I can't cover them all. But I think the way the Cardinals set up their rotation and the way they incorporate or do not incorporate young starters, more than one of them or so during the course of the season, I think it'll tell us a lot about the validity of the, quote, reset plan that they've been marketing to the fan base and to the media. The Cardinals don't have to wait. Here's the thing. They don't have to wait for the inevitable injured list outbreak to surface. They can integrate more young pitchers by implementing that 6-man rotation. And it wouldn't be all that complicated to get it done. And I'll address some of the things where people think it's real complicated, and it's not. It's basically a matter of adjusting the way that they use starting pitchers. Instead of 4 days of rest between starts, the system would be 5 days between starts. And I ask you politely, do not gasp. Do not shout. Do not holler at me. It's not a big deal. And it's not a big deal because I did some work on this over the weekend, doing some research about 6-man rotations and how some teams are doing it. It's a real major league trend. It's not something out of the sky. And by the way, I'm not saying you should like it. You know, we have this conversation all the time. You and a lot of you, some of you, whatever, and me. And I'm not saying like we should like the way baseball has gone, that we should approve and be enthusiastic about all the new directions baseball has taken. I'm not saying that. You don't have to like what you don't like. I'm just saying this is how it is. And this is how other teams are getting an advantage. And whether you like a 6-man rotation or I like it, you hate it, I hate it, it really doesn't matter because we see other teams benefiting from it. And it is one way, if you have good talent and you have good depth in your rotation, from, you know, like AAA guys, AAA's ready, young guys ready to graduate some people. There's another wave behind them. It makes sense to get them in that rotation any way you can, even if it means spreading your rotation out to pitch, make their starts every 6th day, 5 days in between starts. It's really not that radical. And I got some stuff in there you'll find interesting. So coming out of the 2020 COVID season, major league teams in 2021, they equally use their starters on 4 days rest or 5 days rest. MLB.com had the info on that. Like there was no difference. If you looked at major league as a whole, you know, half the starts were made with 4 days rest. Half the starts were made with 5 days rest. So once again, nothing radical. It's been moving this way. But before 2021, there were a lot more starts made on 4 days rest instead of 5 days. And you go back a ways and it was really a lot more 4 days rest. So anyway, the trend is continuing in this direction, the six-man rotation, even if teams don't want to call it that. The gap has been growing larger in favor of using 5 days rest instead of four. It keeps starting pitchers fresher over the longer regular season. It's also a benefit for teams that make the playoffs. The Dodgers, for example, played 184 games last year, regular season, postseason combined. They had pitchers breaking down. What they're going to do this year is go to the six-man rotation, which will better get them through what they anticipate to be not only 162, but another deep playoff run. And also because they now have three starters from Japan and over in Japan, pitchers make a start once a week. Their pitchers and Otani's coming off that Tommy John surgery. He's ready to pitch again. And they have, they had the two other guys they signed. I don't need to go into the names because you know who they are. But those guys are kind of on this kind of schedule to begin with. So it's another reason why the Dodgers are going to go this way. And they're smart. And the Dodgers are very smart. It isn't just about buying people. They still have the smartest front office operation in the land in terms of drafting, developing, scouting players. They're terrific at it. Their farm system's always near the top. It doesn't matter how much they win. They also beat you at your game, trying to develop players better. So it not only keeps your starting pitchers fresher over the long regular season, what I just mentioned, the trends show that if you spread the work out a little bit, where, you know, guys are getting that extra day a lot more often, they can go deeper into games. And so for the people that are saying, well, wait a minute, if you're going to have six men in your rotation, that's one less reliever. And, you know, we know how that works. Well, yeah, I especially when managers overmanage and use too many damn relievers than they have to. You know, that's another part of the modern game. But the point is, by giving your starters extra rest, they're going to give you longer starts. And I don't mean that that's going to be every time out, because some days you just don't have your stuff. But if you get longer starts because of the benefits of additional rest, well, your urgency to have that extra reliever just isn't as profound. It just isn't as important. Just making that point, even though I'm sure some people will reject it outright. That's okay. The more the merrier. All the opinions are welcome. Listen, the 2022, well, let me go back. I was jumping ahead so fast here. Didn't mean to do that. Other teams are poised to do this in 2024. The Mets have indicated that they're going to do it. The Mariners will do it because they did it last year. Red Sox will probably do it. And then in recent seasons, like we saw the 2023 or 2024, like the Orioles, Phillies, Mariners, Nationals, all use six-man rotations at various stretches for a long time. Hey, the 2022 Houston Astros only had one starter make 30 starts. And then they spread the work around with five other starters making between like 12 and 27 starts. Houston, as you know, won the World Series in 2022. Why do you think some of those older guys in the Astros rotation had enough gas in the tank? Because they spread the work out a little bit. Not that this should surprise anyone, but the Cardinals appear to be running a little bit behind the times here. They haven't really chosen to adapt the way that so many teams are adapting by using a sixth starter as a permanent part of your rotation, or using a sixth starter a lot more regularly in your rotation. In 2024, manager Ali Marmol used a starter on 4 days rest 67% of the time. He gave the starters 5 days rest between assignments 33% of the time. So it was 67% 4 days rest, 33% 5 days rest. And there's some gray area here in case you're wondering about that. Because when we talk about days between starts, I don't include the All-Star break as days. I mean, that's a scheduled off time for everybody. And there's so there's going to be a big gap in between starts because the teams are off. And there's other gaps in the schedule that do not require that you use six starters. You can kind of constrict that for a while when, you know, you have a lot of built-in days off. You don't need six guys all the time. And so you can roll along for a little while. Maybe most of the time, a lot of the time gone with starts that are made off of 4 days rest. See, nothing has to be a 100% fixture with this. The idea is to integrate a sixth starter into the mix. And as I mentioned earlier, the sixth starter's identity can change as well. But I applied those standards to some Cardinals teams of the past. And again, I'm not counting time off due to schedule breaks and, you know, all-star breaks. I'm talking about when you're in the normal flow of the season where the games pile up for a long time and you don't have many days off. That's what I'm referring to by and large. So in case you're wondering what, you know, where I got this stuff, I used the StatHead search engine to get these numbers. I triple checked them. I made sure, ran them over and over and over again. And I was able to count up when Cardinals starting pitchers pitched on exactly 4 days rest compared to exactly 5 days rest. And during routine stretches of the schedule in 2011, the World Series champs in St. Louis, they used their starters on 4 days rest 57% of the time. They went on 5 days rest 43% of the time. More on that later, because that seems like a pretty big gap. It is, but more on that later. Just hold on tight. The 2013 National League champs went with starters on 4 days rest 64% of the time and 5 days rest 36% of the time. Again, more on that in a moment. As baseball evolves, teams are giving their starters 5 days between starts a lot more often than they used to, period. That's a fact. To repeat, back in 2011, Tony La Russa and Dave Duncan gave their starters 5 days off between 43% of the time. They had that extra day, 43% of the time. In 2024, Marmol gave the St. Louis starters 5 days off only 33% of the time. So La Russa, who was supposedly this old school guy, you know, and I've always laughed at that because he was actually more forward thinking than people gave him credit for. He took bullpen management in a whole different area, whether you like the way it's become or not. He did it in a way that helped his team. They don't win the World Series in 2011 without his really pushing the bullpen forward in games. In 2006, the same way, by relying on young rookie relievers, three of them, to carry a big part of the load in the 2006 postseason, Wainwright, Kinney, and Tyler Johnson. Anyway, so back in 2011, Duncan and La Russa gave their starters that extra day 43% of the time. In 2024, Marmol gave his starters an extra day only 33% of the time. So it isn't Tony La Russa who was stuck in the past. Tony La Russa was actually forward-thinking. It's now that Ollie Marmol seems to be clinging to what used to be how you would run your rotation. Note two situations are the same, but that's an unusual gap, the way I described it, comparing La Russa in 2011 to the Cardinals, the way they did it in 2024. And so if you look at the 2022 Cardinals, that had a good team, and they did have some injuries, but they also got Quintana and Montgomery at the trade deadline, and those guys were really, really good. The Cardinals used their starting pitchers on 5 days rest only 37% of the time, and then 33% of the time. 37% of the time in 2022, and then 33% of the time in 2024. In a reset season, don't you have an opportunity to change that? Isn't this what a, quote, reset season is supposed to be all about? In preparing for this video, I wondered about a couple of things. I anticipated some of what would come back my way. Well, what if Sonny Gray doesn't want to do that? Sonny Gray's been in the big leagues for 12 seasons. He's a routine guy. Maybe he doesn't want to pitch on with 5 days rest. Maybe he's going to do it the way he's always done it for the most part. Not really. I'll tell you why in a minute. The other thing I hear is that, well, if you go with a six-man rotation, your number one starter, whoever he is, in the Cardinals' case, let's just say it's Sonny Gray. Well, I don't like that because if you're going with a six-man rotation, it means your top guy is going to make fewer starts. No, it doesn't. That's absolutely false. You know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out a way to where you can keep your guy on schedule. You can keep him on schedule the way he pitches best or the way he wants it. You can keep him on schedule and you work around it. There's plenty of ways to work around it because teams do it. They're doing it more and more and more. So it isn't a matter of like, well, all of a sudden Sonny Gray's getting five, six fewer starts per season. It doesn't have to go like that. It just simply doesn't. You peg him in if that's what you want to do, and you work around his schedule. And here's the other thing. Last season, Gray pitched on 5 days rest 19 times, 4 days rest only five times. His ERA was a little higher when he pitched on 5 days rest, which is kind of an anomaly because it's usually the other way around, and I've got some numbers to support that too. But the Cardinals starting pitchers as a group, when they went on 5 days rest compared to four, their ERAs were better when they had 5 days between starts. Their ERAs were lower than when they had 4 days between starts as a group. So manager Marmol has no reason to cite Gray it's like, well, we can't do that because of this or that. No, and listen, Kyle Gibson, I think, preferred being an old-school guy. He preferred to pitch every fifth day, 4 days off. Lynn, same way. But they're not here anymore. That's another reason why it's important to evolve. And if you're going to have a reset, have a reset. Go with six-man starting rotation. Create more opportunities at the back end of that rotation. Get some of your guys some major league experience. I think they'll do it, but I just don't know if they'll be aggressive about this as much as they should. And I mentioned last year, Cardinals starting pitchers, when they worked 4 days with 4 days rest, their ERA was 4.69. When they pitched on 5 days rest, it was 4.29. In 2022, the Cardinals won the division. Their starters had a 3.29 ERA on 5 days rest and a 3.68 ERA on 4 days rest. So in both cases, they were better as a group with the extra day of rest. If Marmol comes across a situation where a starter has a strong preference to stay on normal schedule, because some of these guys, they get to a certain age, they think they're entitled to it. Like Miles Michaelis is probably one of those guys. He had a 5.27 ERA last season. Miles Michaelis, so let's use him. Maybe I'm not being fair. Maybe he doesn't feel that way, but let's just use him hypothetically. Last season, Miles Michaelis had a 5.27 ERA when he pitched on 4 days rest, compared to a 4.68 ERA, which isn't great, but it's a heck of a lot better than 5.27. He had a 4.68 ERA when he pitched on 5 days rest. He got that extra days between starts. So maybe old Miles would benefit from having that extra day to recover and recuperate. We know that it's possible for teams to have a good rotation when going on 5 days rest for much of the time, not all the time, most of the time. Seattle was one of those teams. They did that a lot last year. Six-man rotation stuff. And you know what? They had the best starting pitching ERA in the majors last season. They also had a lot of talent. But that was another reason to, you know, integrate a sixth starter into that mix. The other benefit to using a six-man rotation, and you got to think about this, you won't like what I'm about to say, because if you won't like it, if you're one of the people say, well, they, you know, you shouldn't be babying pitchers. Okay, fine. But my point is, you and I can scream and holler about it and go on X or any other social media platform and raise hell about it. It's not going to change. This is the way the game has gone, whether we like it or not. But the other benefit, if you use a six-man rotation, if you're going to have some young pitchers involved in this, this system would fit what these younger pitchers are used to doing in the minor leagues. According to MLB.com, just more than 10% of starts in the minors last season, a little more than 10% came on 5 days rest or less. Most of the starts were made on 6 days rest, the way it's done in Japan. Again, you don't have to like it. I'm not seeking your approval. I'm just saying this is the way the game is moving. And one thing teams are discovering is that, well, we have these hot shots in the minor leagues. We don't want to get them up here and then immediately just throw them out to where, you know, they're breaking down or they have fatigue issues. And it's the instant load from pitching you know, pitching every 6 day, or I should say every seventh day, once a week, some maybe twice every 10 days. When you deviate from that, you're asking guys to handle a load that they have not handled before. You have to sort of ease them into that. And I agree with that in theory anyway. There's no need to go like total, you know, it's like you're going to start every fifth day and you're going to like it and you're going to give us seven innings and you're going to like it. You know, you don't do that anymore. You can't do that. It's lunacy to do that. So by having an extra day of rest, these young arms could ease their way into the majors. They just break their way into the majors on a more manageable workload. And that workload would be a lot more compatible with what they're used to doing in the minors, which means, number one, you're not going to be physically taxing them in a way that would increase the injury risk. And number two, you'll probably get their best because this is the way they're used to working. And it doesn't have to always be that way. I'm just saying as you ease them into the major leagues. And it's certainly a way that you can at least lessen somewhat any chance of an injury. I don't know about you, but I think it would be really smart to make sure that a Quinn Matthews, a Tink Hentz, Michael McGreevy can assimilate into the majors in a way that's best for their development, because everybody benefits. It's a reset, and that's why you do things when you call it a reset. You do things like this. It'll be best for the young starters. It'll be best for the rotation in general. It'll be best for the rotation's earned run average, and it will be best if you want to actually prove that you're serious about the old reset. A lot of advantages here, even if the idea makes some of you, I get it, a little uncomfortable. I'm fine with it. And I also recognize that there's some ways about this game that are never going to go back in time. So I want best for the Cardinals in 2025, in a year where they should be experimenting with things like this. And if it means more of their young next wave starting pitchers are going to be part of this in 25, rather than kind of bit players making a cameo appearance here and there, they're actually going to be part of the system. We're going to see them more than maybe we expected. This will get them acclimated, assimilated, whatever. Their transition to the majors will be made with less pressure. And then, you know, then they go from there. They build on that. I think this could work out. It's certainly the means are there. The system would be there with a six-man rotation to benefit everyone. As long as you're willing, the Cardinals are willing to accept the fact that their season is what they told it was supposed to be, a reset. This is ideal for a reset. Anyway, what I have a feeling I'm wasting my time. Y'all take care. Thank you, as always, for watching The Bernie Show. Look forward to reading your comments on today's idea of the six-man rotation. Thank you very much.